You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is now Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite, 6 past the hour of 2 o'clock here at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. Sun's out, partly sunny skies here in the Mad City. Mr. Zommers made it through some storms overnight, a little bit bumpy here and there.
A little bit. I mean, it didn't get terrible here in Madison, but around the state.
About 4 o'clock, I think. I was woken up by a couple of lightning bolts. Well, I mean, not the lightning, the thunder.
The thunder.
Yeah, it was. But in other parts of Wisconsin, we talked about this yesterday on the show, that it was an unsettled weather pattern, according to the Leader Telegram, great newspaper up there of record in the Eau Claire area, the Chippewa Valley. Had a touchdown in Eau Claire County last night. I can report to you, my sister and family are okay. At least that's via mom. She texted me this morning, and I'm very thankful for that. It looks like, according to one of the folks up there, said that the story, we lucked out. That was the words used by one of the sheriff's deputies, in that no significant, I'm not going to say none, but there was no significant damage that we know of in terms of, like, an entire town being taken out or a school. I'm sure there were some rural areas that were hit by this. But the tornado was on the ground. National Weather Service is looking at it today. And it wasn't just Eau Claire County. I think Clark County, maybe not a touchdown, but some very severe storm damage there over near Wausau. So we saw that this time yesterday. These storms were popping up around Black River Falls, kind of going through Eau Claire County and then towards the east, towards Eau Claire. That's where it continued to go throughout the night. Other places had heavy rains and hail and some higher winds. But again, the most damage appears to be in Eau Claire County with that touchdown last night. We will find out the category. They always come in and they rate the categories from F1 being the lowest grade tornado up to an F5. So we're awaiting word from the National Weather Service on what that one will be. But thankful that the damage was not worse than it was, and thinking of all those folks up in Eau Claire County and all those listeners of WCFW, the tap up there in the Chippewa Valley, especially those who were affected by the tornado there in Eau Claire County last night. According to our weather folks, looks like a nicer day on tap, but cooler, as Albert Childress used to say here at MPC 15. You know, I say coo. He would say cool. He'd say, give me a little coo. Later on tonight. So Brittany Merlot says it's going to be cooler for us here in most of Wisconsin, but then looks like a dandy of a week coming up on Saturday and Sunday across most of Wisconsin. Sunny skies, temperatures in the mid to upper 60s, so looks like a fine weekend. Maybe 70 by Sunday.
We have reached shorts weather.
Zommers is in shorts. As my grandpa used to say, he's in his short pants.
I should have been in my short pants for the last week or two, but
yes,
better late than never.
Better late than never. Glad to have you along. It'll be a great show today. If you heard any of our promos for today, I had a promo that Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. No, it's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. We are powered by no one, just our sheer strength coming in every day. That's what's powering us. But Pat Kreitlow was, so here's the deal. We've changed things around a little bit, and I was confused. There's nothing new about that. I showed up on his show this morning, and he's like, why are you here? No, he was very gracious. He was very nice, and he let me on. But my normal day with Pat is supposed to be Wednesdays, and now I've got it figured out. Both he and Trigby are reunited, and it feels so good on Wednesday hump days in the 2 o'clock hour.
So, and you know I'm going to play that song tomorrow.
Absolutely. Pat will be here tomorrow along with Trygve Olsen. So looking forward to nervous anticipation to that. I will be on the Pat Kreitlow program tomorrow morning again at 7:50.
You will spend the morning with Pat Kreitlow on the conveniently named Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Exactly. Exactly the case. So no Pat today. He'll be here tomorrow. But lots to get to on this 100th day of Trump 2.0. First 100 days of the new Trump administration. Asking you the question today in this first hour, how have Trump's first 100 days affected you? Affected you personally. Not so much all the policies going on, unless they've affected you personally. Not all the news headlines, but I'm very curious to know of our listeners, how has Trump's first 100 days affected you personally? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Have you bought something you wouldn't normally buy? Have you not bought something you were planning on or might not or might normally buy? How has it affected your life? Trump's first 100 days, 855-752-4842. Also, UPS breaking about a half an hour ago. UPS says they're going to lay 20,000 people off, cutting 20,000 jobs amid reduction in Amazon shipments. According to CBS News, we'll talk about that. Speaking of Amazon, we're going to get to that a little bit later as well. Amazon was talking about, well, here's what we're going to do now. When you go to Amazon, we're going to give you the price, and then we're going to tell you how much it is costing, what the increase is, and what portion of that is attributable to the Trump tariffs. Well, Trump got wind of this morning, and it appears now already Amazon changing course. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. Much more to get, of course, with hour number two, what's worse, sauerkraut and stinky cheese edition. We'll talk about that as well. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. But first, I want to get to this. On the 100th day of Trump 2.0, this from the Daily Beast headline, Karl Rove guts Donald Trump in scathing Fox News interview, says he's in, quote, very bad shape. And there's a punchline to it. Fox News analyst Karl Rove tore into President Donald Trump, saying the president, quote, is in very bad shape, unquote, with the general public after his tariffs upended the economy. Quote, when it gets to the economy, he's in very bad shape, unquote, Fox News said on, or Rove said of Fox News on the program Journal Editorial Report on Saturday. Rove said, went on to say, quote, and it's not only that he's in short-term bad shape, there is also evidence in the poll that no matter, even if he gets his way on certain things like tariffs, that he's not in good shape in the long run, unquote. Rove further told the Wall Street Journal's editorial page editor, Paul Godot, Gigot, I'm not sure. Anyway, on Saturday, that the Fox News poll with Trump's economic approval ratings hovering at 38%. Let me say that again. According to a Fox News poll, because this is important, Fox News poll that says Trump's economic approval ratings are hovering at 38% showed that Americans are angry about how he has managed taxpayers' money. The stock market suffered its worst crash in half a decade earlier this month after Trump announced, then pulled back, sweeping reciprocal tariffs on the world. Rove, of course, a former advisor to Vice President Dick Cheney and former President George W. Bush, ran through the poll. The Fox News poll, which showed that 54% of Americans say Trump's tariffs would hurt the economy in the short term, and 51% say it will hurt the country over time. Rove said, quote, there's some very deep-seated skepticism among ordinary Americans about the effect of the economy, the president's economic policies, both in the short run and the long run, unquote, Rove said. And the poll, the whole poll in Fox News on Trump's first 100 days, it ain't favorable. I'll tell you that right now. Well, Stephen Miller, who has decided to finally embrace baldness, like myself, for a while there, he tried a toupee. Then he, I'm not sure it was a Flobee or what was going on. He had one. Have you seen those infomercials at like 2 a.m. where you spray paint on your hair?
Miller, so weird.
Miller tried that for a while, and now he's decided, no, I'm just going to accept that I'm bald. And so Stephen Miller went to the place where all the networks do their hits, they call them. And by the way, Donald Trump's folks have put up like wanted posters on the lawn now of undocumented folks to drive that whole point home. But Stephen Miller sprinted out on the lawn of the White House to do a hit on Fox News to take on Fox News and their polling. Here's Stephen Miller.
It is our opinion that Fox News needs to fire its pollster. And I won't surprise you with that. I don't think you're surprised that I'm saying that. But the Fox News pollster has always been wrong about President Trump. They were the ones that said all summer long that Kamala Harris was going to be the 47th president of the United States. So we don't acknowledge any of that polling.
Stephen Miller calling on Fox News, to fire its pollster.
Yeah, the host that, holding the microphone is like holding back a shocked face, you can tell.
And Miller saying that they've always been wrong. They said that Harris was going to win. All right. Let's do a Fox News check. Here we are. Here's the Fox News poll from October 24th, 2024, a week before the election. Headline, Trump ahead of Harris by 2 points nationally, unquote. Trump went on to win by 1.5 points nationwide. Stephen Miller is just wrong. And we've talked about it on this program before, and I can't explain it. I don't know why. But Roger Ailes, who controls Fox News, Fox Media, for whatever reason, has decided to leave the polling arm of Fox News alone. And for all of its entertainment focus at Fox News, which really isn't journalism, they have decided to leave intact their polling operation and their election desk operation. And this is what ticked Trump off so much in 2020, when Fox News was the first outlet to call Arizona for Joe Biden. And Trump world went apoplectic. In the media, Fox News election desk and Fox News polling is known as some of the best in the business, as evidenced in this October 24th, 2024 poll, where they said that Trump was ahead by 2 points nationally. Trump goes on to win by 1.5 a couple of weeks later. And now, Stephen Miller of Trump World says Fox should fire all their pollsters because they're never right, and there's no way they could be wrong on Donald Trump's bad numbers after 100 days. I just love how disingenuous they are. It's entertaining. What I want to know, I'm very curious about this. How has Trump's first 100 days back in office, Trump 2.0, how has it affected you personally? Because I think that's what's really going to tell the story of why these poll numbers are in the basement for Trump. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us on the Civic Media app. How have the first 100 days of Trump 2.0 affected you here in Wisconsin? Back after this is the All Ball Show, right here across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. and having fun doing it. Welcome back to Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network for a Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. Glad to have you along. 22 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Donald Trump now 100 days into his second term, Trump 2.0. How is it affecting you? How has this first 100 days affected you personally? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Fox News poll. Fox News. Now saying after 100 days, overall job performance, 55% of Americans disapprove of Donald Trump's handling of his job versus 44% who approve. The one place Trump still has good numbers, border security. 55% approve of Trump, 40% disapprove. But even on the question of immigration, 48% disapprove, 47% approve. And it gets worse for Trump on foreign policy. 54% disapprove of Donald Trump's performance on foreign policy to only 40% that approve. On the economy, which is what he ran on, that and the border. On the economy, according to Fox News polling, 56% now disagree with how Trump is handling the economy, with 38% who agree. On taxes, Trump 53% disapprove of his handling of the tax situation, of taxes in America. Only 38% support Trump. On tariffs, according to Fox News poll, 58% of Americans disagree with Trump's handling of tariffs, to 33% that approve. And on inflation, 59% of Americans disapprove of Donald Trump, to 33% that approve of his performance on inflation. That, according to a Fox News poll conducted April 18th through the 21st, it has of registered voters with a plus or minus of 3 points. I would say that's in the basement. I would say those. I mean, look, I've run a lot of campaigns. If your candidate is 53% disapprove, 38% approve on taxes, that ain't good. Overall job performance, you're 10 points underwater. 55 to 44. Well, 9, if you want to be technical about it. How has the first 100 days of Trump affected you? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Out to Los Angeles we go. L.A. Tom, thanks for holding. What do you say, L.A.?
Yeah, Todd, first I want to correct just the record on something. For the listening audience, Fox News is just the brand name. They actually are not like NBC News. In fact, MSNBC is the place for politics, as an example. Fox, that part of their show is not actual news. It's Fox Propaganda Network. And news has to be done in the good of the people, and they don't have the credentials like NBC News or CBS News or what have you.
Right. I've said it was entertainment.
No, I know.
But the polling and the election desk, that has been spot on. I don't know why Roger Ailes has chosen not to skew that, but he hasn't. And most people,
I just want people to know that.
Right.
I just want people. Truly is not a news network. It is a opinion network that has just branded themselves as news, so people automatically think that it is news, and
it's
not.
We're up against the clock. What do you got? Quick.
Yep, your question. Basically, I would say, one, all of my items have gone up in price, like dog food, cat food, by like $7 each case of dog food and cat food. What has changed for me is I am much more aware. I am much more protesting. I am much more not waiting around for him to take people like yours and my rights away. I am being proactive before it ever happens. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to end up in a concentration camp or somewhere like that, like some of these people from El Salvador or that are being sent to El Salvador, that are happening. So I would say that more than anything, I think we'll see a big difference by May 10th, May 20th. It's going to be even worse because there's nothing coming through the port of Long Beach, which is one of the biggest ports mm-hmm. there is. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of pain's coming, but I will say that for myself personally, I have just been very, very proactive watching, listening to Civic Media, which is actually a news outlet, I believe, because you guys actually tell news. But I know you're also opinion shows. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think I've just been more aware of what is going on and making sure, that things don't start sliding into that authoritarian dictatorship.
Appreciate the call, LA. Thank you so very much for your listenership. 855-752-4842 here in Madison on WMDX. Dick in Madison, how has your life changed in the first 100 days of Trump 2.0?
A lot like Tom, some a lot more than I'd like to spend at it. It was nice not having to watch this guy. I mean, I've been to both the rallies in Madison so far, and I hope there's some really big ones. I hope they do something on Memorial Day weekend. I really mm-hmm. do, nationwide. But have you heard what he's pulling tonight?
He's going to Michigan tonight to announce something.
Yeah, and he's calling it the Promises Made, Promises Kept rally. Yeah. For crying out loud, how delusional does he think we are? You know, here's another thing. Why do we even have a border problem? Because he built a wall, remember?
Right. We'll come back and talk.
That's right.
We'll come back and talk about that. The phone lines are lit up like a Christmas tree. As our friend Matt Flynn likes to say, we see you on the lines. Do not hang up. We'll take all your calls on the other side. It's the Todd Allball Show, the first 100 days of Trump. How has it affected you? Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 35 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. Glad to have you along with us in hour number two. Going to give you our what's worse for the day, sauerkraut or stinky cheese. We'll take phone calls on that a little bit later. UPS announcing they're going to cut 20,000 jobs. We'll talk about that as well. Amazon makes a reverse course after Donald Trump makes a call. Doesn't like the Trump tariffs being put out there for all to see. But right now we're talking about the first 100 days. Today is it. First 100 days of Donald Trump 2.0, the second term. How has it affected you? You personally. A lot of great texts we're going to get to in a minute. This in light of Fox News polling that came out showing that overall job performance, Trump is at 55% disapprove, 44% approve. On inflation, 59% disapprove of Trump's handling to 33% approve. The only place where Trump had a positive mark in this Fox News poll was on border security, 55% versus 40%. But on this 100th day of Trump 2.0, how is it affecting you? You personally, that's what I want to know. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Stay on the phone lines. They're going to take you in the order that you called. Let's go to Jeff in Wausau on WXCO up there in beautiful Wausau. Jeff, do you have any rough weather last night? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, and yes, we did have some pretty good rain and blowing winds, that's for sure.
So what do you think, first 100 days of Trump 2.0, how has it affected you?
Well, the one thing I've noticed that I'm an older guy, and I come out in my yard, and I do a little bit of walking, and I get along with my neighbors, and some of my neighbors are fairly strong Republicans. Mm-hmm. And as it turns out, they're kind of becoming my friend now. And
wow! All right,
they really think that Trump has gone down the tubes.
That's so fascinating, and that's a great real report there of just talking to your neighbors and folks that might have voted for Trump, but they're like, we didn't vote for this. Because we've heard that, you know, a lot we hear about it on national news reports, but it's interesting to hear it from our friends, neighbors in WXCO and Wausau.
Absolutely. And things that have also directly affected me, I had a dryer that was going on the fritz and also a dishwasher that needed to be replaced. I got that done here right after the first of the year when I started hearing about the tariffs, because both those items were going to get cracked. I was sure of that. And so I've got that. And I've seen in the stores, it looks like they're going up in price.
Yeah.
And then thirdly, for myself, because I've seen, you know, the grocery bills that we have and being retired, you know, I've got X amount of dollars.
Right.
That I've currently secured employment, so I can work a little bit of part-time to help ease, you know, the climbing grocery prices and stuff like that. The the gas prices are good. You know, I got to say, I haven't seen much with that, but, geez, the grocery prices have just been kind of hammering. Eggs have been down, but, you know, it's a lot of money. So,
I really appreciate the honesty and openness there, Jeff. Thank you so much for your listenership up there in Wausau. 855-752-4842. How have the first 100 days of Trump 2.0 affected you personally? We go to Wisco Paul. Wisco, always a pleasure. What say you? Wisco, are you there, my friend? Is Wisco there? Wisco is not there. Wisco, and all right, Wisco, call back if you get the if you hear us. 855-752-4842. Go up here to Madison, WMDX, Phyllis in Madison. Phyllis, how have the first 100 days of Trump 2.0 affected you?
Well, my blood pressure is way up.
Right.
Also, I made the terrible mistake of checking my retirement investment. Mm-hmm. And he has made almost $120,000 just turn into a poof of smoke for me. And I'm 76 years old. I'm not going to be having time to recoup that anytime.
Yeah.
And also, I have a little button that says I read banned books. I'm a retired librarian. Mm-hmm. And that sparks a lot of interesting conversation. I don't want to say, you know, anti-Trump things, you know, I don't want to identify myself that way, although that is me through and through. But what happens is that sparks a lot of conversation. I was at the grocery store, and one of the cashiers said, I like your button. 2 out of 3 of my kids are gay. And that's what that's about.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that going on. So, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, I really appreciate it, Phyllis. By the way, I didn't mean to chuck when you say your blood pressure was up. I just, because I feel that too. I mean, I haven't slept as well. My anxiety is up. I'll say that. So, it's real.
For the first time ever, I was thinking about maybe buying a gun, and I thought, well, that's crazy. You know, what am I going to use it for?
Right.
So, anyhow, I'm getting a little crazy, like everybody else. So,
well, appreciate the call. We're in this together, Phyllis. I appreciate your call. 855-752-4842. Go to WAUK in Milwaukee. Courtney in Milwaukee. Courtney, thanks for calling. How have the first 100 days of Trump 2.0 affected you personally?
Yeah, for me, I am recently engaged. And
congrats.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. My fiance is from Europe, so we were planning on having the wedding here in the States. But with everything going on, there's been a lot of worry, because he is, a foreigner. I mean, he is from England. He is mixed race, so he can come off as being an immigrant, and with everything like the deportations, the people being arrested and not heard from for days on end, it's been really scary to even consider having him come over. He was supposed to come over the summer, and he's no longer going to be doing that. So we're having to shift all of our wedding plans to somewhere not the States right now, per that.
Yeah, I really feel for you, Courtney, and I'm not sure the phone went off there. What, but Courtney, thanks for your transparency, for sharing that story. I really, my heart goes out to you that you're having to redo these wedding plans. But again, hang in there. I still believe that majority of Americans are good people. And but I appreciate your very real story of how this is affecting you. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for calling. How has the first 100 days affected you, Trump 2.0?
Well, I mean, it kind of breaks my heart to hear, well, Courtney's story for one, you know, just that Americans should actually, you should actually have to gauge something like that based on, you know, the Mad King Donald's immigration policy. But the thing that's really broken my heart is these stories now of these children that are getting, American citizens that are getting deported, and the lies that they're telling. Well, the mothers, you know, have decided to do this. But in some of these cases, these mothers had mere minutes to make up their mind before they're being totaled off to deportation, so they don't have time to arrange for the children to stay in this country, and for those children that are now going to more than likely die because they're, you know, have been denied the medical care that they're getting here is just horrifying. I mean, how these people that in the Trump administration can actually sleep at night defending these policies is beyond me. I mean, bribery, Bondi, and Lyon Levitt.
But Mark, I'm trying to, I appreciate your comments as always, but what, is there anything specifically where your life has changed, whether it's in how you're sleeping at night or what you're paying for things? How has it affected you personally?
I think, I don't know if I'm sleeping quite as well, but I try not to let it bother me. I'm trying to, you know, that, get out with the dog and, you know, take long walks with him and, you know, try to appreciate the birds that are coming around here and that seeing goldfinches and white crowned sparrows and other things that I usually don't see and just try to, you know, that because the only thing that stress is going to cause is make Donald Trump happy and to hell with him.
I appreciate the call. Thanks, Mark, as always. I've spent more time outside. That's for sure. I've spent more time outside.
Good to touch grass.
Right? Talking about how have the first 100 days of Donald Trump 2.0 affected you on this 100th day? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Up to beautiful Chippewa Falls and listening on WCFW. And thanks for calling in. Any storm damage from you from last night?
We did not. We were lucky. We didn't get anything here.
Glad to hear that.
But I was going to say we were going to build a house this spring, and the builder could not come to a final price because he doesn't know what's going to happen.
Wow.
So we just decided to buy a home already, and I'm glad we did because the same house went up big time already. So just prices, you know?
Right.
It's just crazy how expensive everything is.
Yeah,
no, and I think that's going to be a big hurt for a lot of people.
Appreciate you sharing, Ann. Thanks so much in Chippewa Falls for sharing that real-life story there. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Milwaukee. WAUK, Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for calling. How the first 100 days of Trump 2.0 affected you personally?
Well, I tell you this. I do have an anxiety, honestly, and I'm not a really anxious person. I'm anxious. I'm paranoid. I don't like where I live. I don't like what I hear. I have a lot of people around me who are immigrants and on asylum from the country. They cannot go back, and, you know, they're not criminals. They're not a part of the anything. They don't have a tattoos or something like that, but... at this point, it feels like anyone who is not a citizen, and even citizens are threatened to go to Salvador prison. So it kind of it is very messy, and it doesn't feel 100 days. It doesn't feel 100 days. It feels like 6 months for sure. Also, the food getting more expensive. I wanted to do I did a little construction in my condo. and everything getting more expensive. We're terrorists most of the time. We have a 90 days break, and I don't know why they're increasing price. They're increasing prices to the future. You see, because everything what they're selling right now is already in America.
Right, Karina. Let me get a short answer on this one. I'm just curious because you've been very open about being an immigrant to this country. Your anxiety of being an immigrant to this country, was it worse in the first 100 days of the first Trump administration, or has it been worse this time?
No. Okay. And I'm worried for my employees as well because they are on asylum. They have a social security. And when I'm hearing, can you imagine? They're not even the citizen, but they have a social security. Yes, everybody have a social security who comes.
That's the way it works, right?
Permanently.
Exactly.
That's how it works. I had a social security for 7 years until I got my citizenship. Yeah. Nobody getting citizenship right away. You have to prepare. You have to go test. It's a huge process.
Right. Karina, up against the clock. Always appreciate your call. I am certainly happy that you're an immigrant to this country. You make Wisconsin and America better. Karina, hang in there. Going to come back and talk with Mike in Muscogee, the morale capital of the world, on WRCE. After this, don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 before the hour of 3 o'clock. In the 3 o'clock hour, our what's worse, we'll take phone calls on that next hour, sauerkraut or stinky cheese. We'll talk about that next hour. Right now, something more serious. Trump's first 100 days, 2.0, second term. Fox News poll out saying that overall job performance, 55% of Americans do not agree with the way President Trump is handling his second term, 44% do. On inflation, 59% disagree with Trump, 33% think he's doing a good job. The only place where he's above water is on border security, 55% approve, 40% disapprove. According to a Fox News poll, Stephen Miller from the White House runs out to go on Fox News to say, you should fire all the Fox News polling people because they're always wrong. And then we read you the headline from Fox News from late October saying he was ahead of Harris by 2 points going into the last week. Trump wins by 1.5.
I think that 0.5% is within the margin of error.
I think it is. And look, not a big Fox News fan, but star asterisk, as my former teacher Ken Thied was fond of saying, the one area where Fox News has been accurate and maintains respect across all spectrums of media is their polling and their election desk. For whatever reason, they've decided not to skew that, and I'm glad they do. 855-752-4842. How has Donald Trump's second term affected you personally? We go out to Muscogee, Wisconsin, the home of the Morel Mushroom Festival, coming up soon. I cannot wait. Mike, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Mike, what say you?
Well, personally, I thank you for taking my call. And I feel a little bit safer personally because the Trumpster has, he did what he said, and he has closed the border. Mm-hmm. Now, Sleepy Joe was letting anybody in. We didn't have a clue who was coming over that border. He did what they didn't want to do, and I admire him for closing the border. I feel better at night the day.
I appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you very much. That was, as we said, the one area in this Fox News poll where Trump got higher numbers, the lower. 55% said they supported Trump on border security, 40% did not. On immigration overall, Trump was underwater by 1 point, 48-47. And on deportations, Trump is underwater 49-45%. But Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area has been on this program. We've talked about it before. And, you know, Dan has spoken that was the one area where Democrats should have and could have done better in the election, that they did a poor job of communicating on the border, on immigration as a whole. And it was the one area where Trump did better. Now, you can look at it objectively and say, look, the undocumented rate was going way down in the last 6 months of the Biden administration. It was already at historic lows. Trump came in and took part credit for that, but he also instituted things which have kept it down as well. So, you know, I think that's certainly an area where Democrats were susceptible on to challenges, and Trump made hay on that. So 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Lots of texts, and I appreciate them so very much. We'll get to more of these on the other side in hour two, because I think it's really important. I really appreciate the honesty of this audience. And look, it's Mike from Muscogee. Look, I'm happy to take people that I don't always agree with. That's fine. But there was a Yahoo on the YouTube channel who was saying personal attacks against fellow callers. And that's the kind of stuff that will get you banned on our YouTube page, because I'm not going to put up with personal attacks against each other. So as long as it's respectful, always happy to take calls from the other side as well. As Zizou on YouTube said, this is heartbreaking how Trump 2.0 has affected her. Said, I had to deal with the stress of whether my veteran disabled father in a home would lose coverage and care. I hated that I felt slightly happy when my dad passed away in March. Boy, that says it all right there. Thinking about how you're going to... And we talked... I was on Jane Mattner's program with Greg Bach, Mattner on Air this morning. And there was a meeting in Richland County, actually, last week, talking about the impact of these Trump cuts, particularly to Medicaid, to Head Start programs, others, and how that ripples down even into rural parts of our state. And people don't stop and think about what this means to them. As Zizou said there, as our folks, as our grandparents age and have to go into care, that's a lot of Medicaid dollars that cover that. Disabled veterans, kids on disability. Nobody thinks, or very few people think, about the real implications to this. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Diana in Oconomowoc. Diana, what has 2.0 Trump meant for you?
Hi. Well, I guess I'm one of the oddballs, it sounds like, from what other people have been saying, because I've been really happy. I love the way that they had this guy, Doge guy, come in and find all that ridiculous waste that happens when you get, you know, a bunch of guys in Washington that aren't accountable to anything. I'm glad that waste is going out. That's helping my taxes.
It's helped your taxes. How? Your taxes were lower in Oconomowoc this year?
They will be.
But they are. They
to throw out that stuff.
But they're not yet. So what you paid in taxes, did you pay your taxes?
Yet. He just got in. After 4 years of Biden doing all the screwball-y junk that he let go on, oh, my goodness, I can't understand some of the people's comments. When you let millions and millions of people come in, you think they're not going to take your housing? Of course they are.
Has your housing been taken by someone who's undocumented?
Nope.
Okay, that's it. So I'll make sure I was clear on that. Thanks, Diana. Appreciate the call. WAUK down in Waukesha. Come on back. More of your phone calls after this. Also, your text, Trump 2.0. UPS cutting 20,000 jobs, and what's worse, it's all in hour two of the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.